On the show today, we have web strategist's very own Chris Leone and Phil Woods talking about marketing automation, which is really taking off in the credit union space right now. But there are some credit unions that are behind the curve, and we find out how they can get ahead of the curve. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the lads from Web Strategies. And that would be Chris. Is it Leone? I apologize.
Leone. Chris Leone.
Got it. And then Phil Woods over there in the flannel. How are you guys?
Hello.
We are doing great. Thank you so much for having us on, Mike.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And I think this is a topic that is near and dear to many marketers' hearts in the credit union industry. And it's marketing automation, which is really taking off in the credit union space right now. But there's some credit unions that are still behind the curve here. And Chris, I want to start with you. I mean, let's kind of lay the foundation here. Let's set the table. Marketing automation, because this is a kind of a robust topic. It can mean a lot of things. So what are you guys meaning here? And if you can provide a couple of examples, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So, and I'll let Phil chime in on this too. But when we talk about marketing automation, we're basically referring to any kind of technology that can automate certain marketing activities that previously had to be done manually. So some marketing automation is taking over things we had to do manually. Other times it's introducing brand new things that we could just never do at this kind of scale. So we're talking about automated emails. We're talking about chatbots. We're talking about real-time decision-making and advertising, things like that. There's a lot more to it, but when we talk about digital marketing, we're primarily referring to, you know, CRM and email automation, maybe some website customization that can happen on the fly, things like that.
Like drip marketing as well, that type of stuff? I mean, like drip email campaigns, things like that too?
Yeah, drip marketing is another way that it's typically referred to.
Okay, cool. Phil, anything to add on your end as well?
Yeah, I think the only thing I would add is probably some sales enablement can happen in there, especially when you're using a marketing automation platform that has CRM capabilities or it ties in with a CRM. Mm-hmm. You can, in real time, communicate not just with your members or prospective members, but you can communicate with loan officers or salespeople or branch managers or any others in the organization and trigger either tasks or communications to those individuals. So we work with credit unions in both ways, just in communicating with members, but also with communicating with internal staff members and triggering automations for those individuals as well.
Yeah, and the marketers that I've talked to, I speak to a lot of credit union marketers out there, and they're all on board with this type of stuff. But the second part of the question is like, so why are credit unions behind the curve with marketing automation? What's going on? I mean, there's a select group that are like really pushing that proverbial envelope, but there's probably a vast majority that are still like, oh my gosh, what's going on here type of stuff? What can we do to get better?
Yeah, I think there's several components to this that are worth unpacking. You know, one, in a study that we came across recently, 50% of all businesses, not just credit unions, all businesses, 50% were using some form of marketing automation. But we do an annual survey of credit unions as well, and we found only about 30% were using marketing automation in some form. There's a big desire to use it amongst the marketers that we surveyed, but not everybody was using it yet. And I think that comes down to a lot of things, right? There's obviously budgetary issues, as there typically are in credit unions. There's maybe less compatible technology, you know, core systems, LOSs, things like that, that make it a little bit difficult to integrate these new systems. And a lot of credit union managers don't want to have to deal with another system. So you have challenges like that. But I think the desire to get there is, you know, due largely in part to what's going on in the fintech space right now. I think a lot of credit union marketers and CEOs are waking up to the fact that these new disruptors coming into the space are very tech heavy, very customer focused. And so credit unions need to kind of, you know, hold serve to that. And it's really difficult to do, but bringing in these marketing automation platforms is a big step forward in, you know, intel and insight for the credit union and just bringing a little bit more sophistication to marketing capabilities. So obviously a lot of reasons that credit unions are held back. Marketing automation is not just one of those things. A lot of credit union, you know, people will tell you that they tend to move a little bit slower, not through desire necessarily, but through other constraints that they have to deal with. But the reality is the market doesn't really care about your problems here, right? The market's going to do what it wants to do. So if you want to keep pace and if you want to survive in the 20s, you're going to have to step up the game in this regard.
Oh, I like that. The new catchphrase for the new decade, if you want to survive the 20s. I like it.
Yeah, we can finally say it, right? It didn't work with the teens. It didn't work with the knots. But now we're in a decade where we can shorthand it.
Can really say it for sure. Yeah, I'm just playing with you. You can't talk about data analytics without swinging a cat and hitting something with it. So there's all this data that credit unions have, and to kind of couple it with this marketing automation just seems like a no-brainer. But like you said again, Chris, it's like a lot of credit unions may not have the resources or the funds to get there. So what's the next step, Phil? What can credit unions do in this area? What can they do to kind of get kickstarted here, get their toe in the water here?
Yeah, I'll share some thoughts. I'm sure Phil has something to add here too. Sure. I think, frankly, a big piece of it, I think, is getting buy-in from higher up within the credit union. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like anything. It's, you know, a lot of people saying they don't have enough time in the day to go to the gym or whatever. It's like, well, we all have the same amount of time. It's just prioritizing, you know, what you think is important for your, you know, survival and for mm-hmm. your growth. And so I think these directives really need to come from up top. And there are a lot of credit unions out there that are more progressive because the leadership sees that this is where they need to be in order to remain competitive. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult to do if you're a marketing manager and you don't have that kind of progressive vision for the credit union, or the board is really conservative. Mm-hmm. It's hard to overcome those things. So I think that's where it needs to start. And if you have that, I think, you know, the world is your oyster in terms of what you want to do here, because I think credit unions do bring a lot of competitive advantages to the space that fintech companies don't, namely, you know, they have a physical presence, very community focused. I think those are all advantages that need to be kind of put alongside catching up with the tech. Now, that being said, if you don't have the buy-in from up top, there's some other things that you can start to integrate and take smaller steps to start to show ROI, to show what's possible, and then you can start to get a little bit more buy-in from higher up in the credit union. And Phil, I know that's something you've dealt with a lot of our clients before, which is trying to get small wins with small pieces of tech.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. The other way to go, even if you don't have the buy-in, we've had a few credit union clients kind of go under the radar and start with something really small, and you can.
Oh, really?
There are some providers out there that are lower cost, so that's easier to absorb as well. So you find a marketing automation platform. We like ActiveCampaign as kind of the budget conscious solution, and you can get started with that for a couple hundred dollars a month at the most, and you can just start to implement some automations. Onboarding makes sense. What was the other big one that we do? We do some triggered campaigns. So if an existing member goes and views the auto loans page of the website, for example, we can trigger some drip emails out to that member who's demonstrated some interest in mm-hmm. the auto loan product.
Right.
So you can start to build out additional product focused triggered campaigns as you get set up. So once you start to have that data, we have, you know, the onboarding sequence and a couple of triggered sequences. We have all the data in there that says, look at all these emails that we sent out. Look at all the emails that were open. Look at all the clicks that were happened. And they can work backwards from there and say, okay, how many new accounts were generated from these members? Mm-hmm. So they can kind of build their business case for the solution, or for a more robust solution as they go, rather than out the gate trying to say, oh, we need $30,000 or $50,000 or $70,000 to get a super robust solution mm-hmm. out the gate. Mm-hmm. So that we've done that already for several credit unions, and that approach, that kind of low cost, low barrier to entry point, has worked well for some organizations.
Oh, right on. And so any marketing reporting upcoming trends to share as well on the same topic that credit unions can really take advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, we could do this whole thing just on reporting, right? It's like one of the biggest pain points. And frankly, if you were to ask us, what do we think the big trends are for 2020 and beyond for credit unions, I'd say it's better marketing technology. It's more dollars going towards digital, which is happening in all industries.
Oh, yeah.
And it's better tracking and reporting. And this is, you know, kind of going back to the fintech point, these online-only companies that are coming in and starting to offer financial products, they're very tech focused. They're very data focused. And meanwhile, you look at credit unions, and a lot of credit unions can't even tell if someone clicked their Facebook ad and completed a loan. Mm-hmm. You know, and meanwhile, the more sophisticated, competitors are able to tell that a loan was completed, and if a loan was funded or not, mm-hmm. and it can tie all that back because these systems are talking to each other, and the investment's been made for those systems to talk to each other. So this is, you know, even outside of marketing automation, this needs to be happening a lot more. There are a lot of LOSs that make it difficult for tracking. It's something that we put a ton of time into for clients, and mm-hmm. we can do it for some, can't do it for others. But when we can, it totally changes the conversation, and you can make a lot more smarter decisions with your marketing dollars. Now, marketing automation platforms and CRMs that are usually part of these marketing automation systems do allow for better end-to-end tracking, or at least could theoretically allow for some end-to-end tracking. It's still a little manual, but you could tell that somebody came in from a certain campaign, what their name is, and then you can cross-reference that with other platforms to try and, you know, get an ultimate loan-funded figure out of that data set. But it's where these credit unions need to be going. We talked to hundreds of credit unions, and it's the needle in a haystack to find one that's making the proper investment for all those platforms to talk to one another.
Yeah.
But if you have good platforms that have APIs and make this available, you can make it happen with the right investment. It's actually not something we do for clients. I'm not trying to pitch a service here or anything, sure. but we're screaming from the rooftops that this needs to happen, and we can help facilitate that at times.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the key, is connecting those systems for the end-to-end tracking.
Okay, good to know. Good to know for sure. Phil, anything to add there as well?
No, that hits it.
I want to ask the most obvious question here. The significance of all of this, the significance of marketing automation for credit unions going into 2020, and like you said earlier, Chris, going into the 20s, it's almost a necessity now. You know, back in the day, it was kind of a novelty, and oh, look what we're using, this kind of cool stuff. Now it seems like it's an expectation, it's a necessity now, right? Or what the significance of all, the importance of it all for credit unions to actually thrive? Yeah.
So something I talk a lot about when I go around and I speak across the country at credit union leagues and conferences and the like, and you know what I talk a lot about is you got to be future proofing the technology that you use.
Yeah, good point.
Because if you go way far out into the future here, you know we're talking AI powering a lot of the decision making that currently human capital is doing for us.
Mm-hmm.
I like to reference what AI is doing for just competing like with on chess and board games and things, and it can beat the best human players in the world. It can beat Ken Jennings, who just won greatest of all time on Jeopardy, right? So the power of this technology, like AI and machine learning, is just astronomical, you know, the potential of those platforms. But you're never going to be able to apply it to your credit unions if you're using antiquated closed off systems. So the way we see this rolling out is, the AI technology is being developed sometimes independently, sometimes it's being developed by some of these marketing tech companies. And so what credit unions or any business really needs to do is make sure that you're using modern tech that is well supported. You kind of understand where the company is going and what they see as the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And know that once these technologies like AI and machine learning become more pervasive and more available to credit unions, you're going to be able to just plug it into your systems, and then it's going to start spitting out these insights and suggestions for you that you used to have to, use spreadsheets and guesswork to do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you're working off of old technology and things are not talking to each other, you're just not going to have that. You're not going to be able to apply the jet engine to any of it, and so you're going to be stuck. And there's going to be a point where it's going to be too difficult to catch up. And that's one of my big concerns for some of these credit unions that are slow moving.
You're going to get too far behind for sure.
You know, I think a lot of the, practical output of this marketing automation stuff is that members are going to be prompted for additional products and services when they need it most.
Mm-hmm.
And if credit unions aren't doing that, someone else out of the marketplace is, and they're going to be missing opportunities.
Yeah.
I think that's already happened. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's the real practical application of all of this for a credit union, is to really think about how do we serve our members' needs, and investing in this type of technology is going to help them do that.
Yeah. The timely, accurate cross sell is so important today. And as you guys were talking, the word efficiency kept popping into my head, because all of this creates this efficiency that credit union marketers or credit unions in general never had before. and it frees them up to do other important things or just to perform better because the efficiency is much better as well. So I keep thinking of that as well when it comes to marketing automation, and it just helps you out overall, I would think.
Yeah, we just talk about something as simple as drip marketing, and it's triggering these emails based off of what somebody just did in the credit union or an interaction or revisiting the site or something like that. Mm-hmm. You just couldn't do that manually,
right?
But now it's just triggered automatically if everything's set up correctly, and all of a sudden you've created a really powerful, relevant touch point. Mm-hmm. And so kind of going back to one of the first things I said, it's taking over some of the things that we used to have to do manually, and it's giving us opportunities to do things that we never could have realistically done before.
Yep. And yeah, we're definitely living in exciting times. Just hoping more credit unions get on board with this. And I think they will as they discover it and get, you know, more well-versed with it. I think they would jump on for sure. All right, guys, before we go, I want to give you guys a quick plug. Web Strategies. What do you guys, obviously you guys, we, we can kind of guess what you're doing, but just give us a quick overview and we'll be on our way.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a digital marketing agency based out of Richmond, Virginia. We've got about 25 team members, and we really focus on driving loans and applications for credit unions. Credit unions are our primary industry that we work in.
Oh, right on.
We work with dozens of credit unions all across the country of varying sizes and sophistication, really bringing marketing automation, SEO, digital advertising, and reporting services to those credit unions.
Right on. Good stuff. And website, webstrategies.com, I believe, or am I assuming?
Yeah, webstrategiesinc.com.
Okay.
And you can find a page on there, talks everything that we do with credit unions. We have a monthly webinar for credit unions all on digital tactics. And
cool.
We speak to the marketing manager at credit unions. And really what we're trying to do is bring a lot of education to the space, because we find that the more that, you know, someone inside the credit union can kind of think like, you know, the way that either we're thinking or other digital marketers are thinking, the more it empowers them to do the things that they probably know they want to do deep down, but just need to figure out how to articulate it and present it, higher up.
And spark new ideas, all that good stuff. Good stuff, guys. All right, I'm gonna let you get back to work because you guys got a lot on your plate, I'm sure. So appreciate the time, gentlemen. Web Strategies, Chris Leone and Phil Woods. Guys, thank you so much. That was awesome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And let's do this again.
Absolutely.